This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye, and we're here at Phoenix Square for day four of Community Media Week, our fifth one. Can you believe it's been that long? And also the third documentary film festival, which is taking place alongside it. And I've been joined by the co-editor of Citizen's Eye, Simon Parker. How are you?
Very well, John, thanks.
Good, good. Now, tell me, what do you think of the first 3 days? How's it gone from your point of view?
Well, I think it's been a really good balance. I quite like the dovetailing of Community Media Week and the film festival, because obviously the films, many of them in the festival, relate back to some of the 20 news agencies that Citizen's Eye have got. So we've been getting people coming along to some of the media events, film events, and you know, there's been some cross-pollination, which has been really good. So I thought the highlight for me so far probably was the media marketplace yesterday at Apex House, which was really busy and, you know, brought together. It was a really good way of bringing together people who needed to know about how to use kind of social and community media with people who are pretty expert practitioners of that now. And I think those people, certainly the guys from the charity Ketsy that we met, were absolutely amazed that this was going on in Leicester. And they were saying that there would be nothing equivalent to that where one of them was based down in Kent, and he said he'd have to go to several places all over the south, or probably in London in effect, to get some of the information and ideas that he did get. So for me that was particularly satisfying, because I think that's what we're about.
Yeah, and he got to meet obviously Dan and Johnny from Dusk Till Dawn were there, Sean was there, yeah, from Cuttlefish, Rob from Demon FM, and also Adam came down from Newsnet as well. So yeah, in a series of like 5 30-minute workshops, yeah, the room was packed. I mean, there must have been about 30 people in there, I think, people standing and sitting on tables. It meant that people got in one fell swoop access and background knowledge and all of those people. And I think they said they set up 15 from Dusk Till Dawn profiles as well on the computers there. So I think all in all, I think it was a very good day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that day for the media was fantastic, but I think there's been some highlights as well regarding the film aspect of it. I mean, seeing Last Stop we've not been able to say that all the way. Last Shop Standing.
Very good.
On Thursday night, courtesy of Dave Waite Design, which was great, and along with Citizen's Eye and other partners.
Leicester College,
and Next Wave. Yeah. That was a fantastic evening, because that brought together, it was a kind of multimedia experience. We had the film, the silent disco headsets with local documentaries on, which again linked in with especially the busking one. I particularly enjoyed seeing that. And at Curve as well, the theatre, they put on some great... It's almost been, you know, too many highlights. But the film for me about music was particularly interesting, obviously, because my, you know, love of music. And I thought it was very interesting to see how kind of vinyl sales and record shops had a major rise and then a fall. And there's been a slight return and resurrection. That was particularly interesting. And, of course, last night, in complete opposite, really, was a great film here at Phoenix that was put on by Sean of Cuttlefish, I think, you know, which was absolutely brilliant about, you know, intuition and science and how that dovetails together. And to actually be able to have a Skype conversation with Dr. Stephen Harding afterwards was wonderful, you know, really good to sort of like discuss some of the ideas that come in the film and how, you know, science does relate to different ways of thinking and how it can be applied to it going forward. So really good. Yeah.
And the building Phoenix Square, where we are now, the Phoenix Cinema, really comes into its own with things like we're doing here with the showcase, because we can use screen 2, we can use screen 3 for the showcases. We've got these pop-up screens here today with a silent disco headset, so people in the cafe taking the opportunity to listen, yeah, to what's going on. And then you've got the ability to Skype and talk to people from the screenings as well. I mean, it's really come into its own, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we obviously have valued Phoenix as a resource for Community Media Week and Doc Film Festival over the time it's been here. So it's been good to see how, you know, especially this year, there's been experimentations with using Phoenix, but also kind of the tentacles of the festival go wider and wider, you know, going across so many venues. And I've just passed the guys delivering the silent disco headsets to be shown in Blacks. Now that is pretty damn cool, I think.
Lovely. Cheers, Simon.
Cheers, John.